Are you tired of feeling stuck in a cycle of scarcity, knowing deep down that you're destined for so much more? Do you yearn to elevate your wealth and manifest a life overflowing with abundance? Well, get ready to embark on a transformational journey because the free Money Mindset Workshop is back and better than ever. Mark your calendars for Friday, May the 31st at 6 p.m. UK time, where we'll be diving into the secrets of unlocking all that prosperity. If you can't make it live, no worries, you'll still have access to the replay so you won't miss a single nugget of wisdom. So why should you join me for this life-changing free workshop? Firstly, we're going to shake off those limiting beliefs and mindset blocks that have been holding you back. It's time to break free and unleash the full potential of your money mindset. Then we'll be talking about manifesting wealth and success like never before. So say goodbye to just dreaming and hello to turning those dreams into tangible realities. And let's not forget about the cash flow, because we're going to explore all the ways that money can flow into your life, enriching it beyond measure. Some of you might be wondering, does mindset really work? Absolutely. This workshop will serve as your guide and light, showing you how mindset shapes your reality and empowers you to actively pursue your goals. So whether you're a newbie to positive money mindset or a seasoned pro, this workshop is designed for you. If you're ready to see a significant transformation in your wealth and you're eager to embrace new techniques for inviting prosperity into your life, then you belong here. So what's on the agenda? We've got a 90-minute interactive session where we'll tackle those limiting beliefs head-on and uncover the abundance waiting to be embraced. Just imagine, instead of struggling, you could manifest money faster, easier, and with less effort. Are you ready to step into a life of abundance? Join me Friday, May the 31st for my free Money Mindset Workshop. To sign up for your free place, visit cannycrystalsacademy.co.uk/workshop.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Canny Crystals, the podcast.
Hello, and welcome back to the Feng Shui Flow podcast. Today, we have something very special for you.
I was going to say, this is very weird, and people listening will be very, very confused as to why we're both talking and introducing our podcasts. But it's because we have a very special collaboration that we would like to announce. And we thought it would be best to give one cohesive message across both podcast episodes to all of our listeners.
It is so strange and we don't really know what we're doing. So please just bear with us whilst we're doing it. But we're just grinning from ear to ear doing it because we are so excited about this collaboration. And if you listen to the Feng Shui Flow podcast, we had Ma as a guest and I had so many amazing messages just saying, we love Mart. Aww. And I was a guest on Mart's podcast talking about Feng Shui. And it was pretty much immediately apparent to me anyway, I don't know if Mark needs a bit more convincing, that there was just something there that we could do together.
Definitely.
And that we could align the, you know, the feng shui is all about the nine areas of your home because these relate to the nine areas of your life. And here we have Mark being like the guru of crystals. And we're like, hang on, if we actually had a proper conversation, we might actually be able to come up with something quite remarkable. And I think we have.
Yeah, definitely. And when I first spoke to Kimberly, I think we first had this chat back in October in 2023, if I remember rightly. So we're talking a good like 7 or 8 months ago here. But we both got together and Kimberly suggested that we launch a collection of very specific crystals for each individual area of the Feng Shui Bagua. So not to tread on Kimberly's toes here, but the Feng Shui Bagua is obviously the area of the home split into 9 individual areas, ranging from, you know, your wealth corner to the center, which is all about health. Then we've got love, we've got relationships, you know, all of that jazz. And I just thought this could be something amazing. This could be something that people want, because I often get messages, you know, Kim, from people saying, you know, I've got my feng shui bagua, I've had my home mapped out by Kimberly, and I don't know what to put in this corner of the house, or I want to raise my wealth and abundance. Which area of the house should I put this crystal in, and what crystal should I put there? So I guess this collaboration for me was all about kind of, you know, coming up with something that you could place one crystal in every area of that bagua to maximize that energy and that chi flow around the house.
I mean, you sound like you've been on one of my courses, Mark. This is amazing.
I may as well have been.
But you're so right. So the bagua map is basically, I call it in Kimberly language, the magic grid. Like, because it's basically dividing your home into 9 different areas. And as Mark said, they're all relating to a certain area of your life. Now, the magical thing about crystals is that they can be used to activate these areas, because in some homes, these areas might be a bit sleepy. They might be not energetic, or they may be in like an energy block, and they just might have negative energy around them. So what we like to do is, with, if you've had an analysis, we can put remedies in. But also, crystals are a great way of just activating the area, absorbing some of that negative area. And just, especially with health, and I think this is what was most important to us. We were looking at the 9 areas of the home. And I always say on my podcast, when people say, where do I start? I'm like, the center. Because that is your mental health, your physical health, and your self-acceptance. So that's all to do with confidence as well, because I feel that if you don't accept who you are as a person, then you can't be that confident version of you. You're not living as your true self. And so getting that area of your home sorted, I personally think, is the place to start in Feng Shui. And I know that, cue 1,000,000,000 messages saying, how do I find the center of my home? So the easiest way to think about it is, if you were going to sell your home, or you may have got the floor plans anyway, you know, from an estate agent or real estate agent, you've got the floor plans in front of you, and literally find the center of that space. And if your home is a little bit skew-whiff, you can sort of find the approximate center. It doesn't have to be exact. So most homes will be your arm span. I'm doing it, and I know no one can see me, but stick your arms out like you're 6 years old and spin around in a circle and have fun. And that's about sort of the area in your home. So this area specifically looks after your physical health, mental health, and self-acceptance. And so that's when I said to Mark, look, what can we put there that's going to activate this area, that's going to look after our health and absorb the negativity around us, but it has to look pretty as well.
100%. And I think initially when we first started brainstorming the 9 areas and a crystal specifically for each area, there was 3 or 4 crystal names that I put out there. And when you said, I always start with the center of the home to keep it really simple, keep it really basic, I thought to myself, what is the most simple and basic crystal that maximizes that energy? And for me, the one that came out on top was clear quartz, because clear quartz is really like, it amplifies the energy and the thought in ourselves, but as well as the effect on other crystals as well. So it's known as the master healer. So it's often used in, you know, healing sessions to strengthen energies of yourself and everyone around you. So I think that this is the perfect crystal for the center of the home. So as Kimberly mentioned earlier, it not only improves our mental and physical energy, it also improves our stamina, our physical ability to heal more efficiently. And people use it to help with a variety of ailments, from, you know, chronic conditions to even little acute symptoms. So many people, like myself, believe that clear quartz aids in providing that mental clarity as well. So it helps us to focus the mind, stabilize their emotions. That's all things that are associated with health. So I use clear quartz as well for spiritual detoxification, because I find that it helps to cleanse the mind and body of all those negative energies that can block that positive energy flowing in. Now, my center of the home, I live in a shotgun house, so I have a front door that leads straight to the back door, straight through. So the center of my home, I used to have a little sideboard where I basically had a candle on there, and I was burning this candle every day until Kimberly told me that if you burn something in the center of your home, you are literally burning your health. The second I stopped doing that, my health started getting better.
Stop it.
And I replaced that candle with one of these beautiful clear quartz crystals. And I mean, touch wood, I'm doing pretty all right at the minute, considering everything I'm going through right now, because it's a lot. I'm still mentally well. But I think also with clear quartz as well, it's really good for chakra balancing. So it's associated with the crown chakra, and that's related to higher consciousness, spirituality, and overall enlightenment. So it's used to balance and energize all the chakras as well. And some people even use it in meditation to help clear mental blocks and improve their focus on their spiritual goals. So I think overall, clear quartz for me came out top of that list as to what we needed to have in the center of our homes. And I just think it's an amazing crystal that amplifies everything, and it's going to amplify outwards. So it's going to spread to all the other Bagua areas of the home. And I'm just really excited for all the other 8 areas, if I'm totally honest with you, Kim.
It's amazing. And I think the thing with the clear quartz, like, it is a bit of a hero crystal, because whenever anybody says to me, what type of crystal should I get? And I'm always like, oh, you know, you'll be drawn to a crystal. You'll find your one. But the clear quartz really is such a good all-rounder. And I think, especially for the centre of the home, because it may be on display. Well, it probably will be in display in the south, you know, in the centre. Sometimes, like your southeast, you may be able to hide it a little bit, or the southwest, because it's in the corner of a house. But normally the centre is like your hallway, or, you know, sort of like walking through like your entrance area, sort of into the lounge area. And so you want something that looks amazing. And I think no matter what decor you have in your home, it's going to go with it. And then the amazing thing is that you then know the superpowers that this crystal has. And I think, Mark, would you mind explaining how to look after this crystal? So say somebody orders it, which is live on both of our websites now. So if you go onto, we'll put all the links up, but if you go onto Mark's and you search health, then it comes up. But when somebody orders it and they receive it, what do they do then?
So they will receive, obviously, full intention setting and cleansing instructions as well. But basically, what you would do as soon as you receive a crystal, you want to get rid of any negative energy that has touched it. I'm not saying that I'm a negative person, but I will be packing your orders. But basically, crystals absorb energy.
Yeah.
So anything negatively that I'm thinking at the time, anything negatively that, you know, the minds were thinking as they dug it out of the ground and, you know, cleansed it and polished it and things like that to get it over here, anyone that's come into contact with the delivery of it, so as it, you know, goes through the postage system and things like that, it's absorbing energy from every single person. No one is 100% positive energy. So as soon as a crystal comes, I always say to firstly cleanse it. So you can cleanse crystals in a plethora of ways. The most simple and what people tend to do is leave it out overnight in either moonlight or put it out through the daylight in sunlight. So the moon and the sun, they're both, you know, bodies of energy that basically cleanse this crystal. They restore it back to factory settings, so to speak.
Can I do that for myself?
Yeah, I do it too. Don't worry. but I also suggest that, you know, you get either an incense stick or some sage or some Palo Santo wood. And if you just burn that and you just hold your crystal through the smoke that comes from that, that smoke is taking all of that negativity away. Mm. So with clear quartz as well, you can also run it underwater. So most people like to either take that to a natural body. So for example, you could take it to a lake or a river or even the beach. I take my crystals to the beach quite often and, you know, walk down.
And the seawater's okay.
The seawater is, yes. There are a few crystals that, you know, you can't actually put in water because they'll dissolve or the water will get inside. And once it dries, it starts to form cracks. However, these crystals are perfectly water safe. So I think cleansing it with water is just another energetic way that it's being kissed by the earth naturally, if that makes sense. So it's like kind of being cleansed of everything. Water is very cleansing. I mean, look at baptisms and things like that. Do you know what I mean? People are held under the water. The water is known to cleanse. Some of the other ways that you can do it is if you got a Tibetan singing bowl, for example, you could let the sound from that like blast all of that negativity away. Some people even like to just hold it in their hands, put their hands over the top of it and close their eyes and just visualize this white light cleansing. Everything is really, really powerful. It doesn't matter how you do it. I always say to my clients, you know, do what feels intuitively best for you. Whichever way you feel best to cleanse your crystal, go for it and do it that way. Once you've cleansed your crystal, you would just hold it in your hand and just set your intentions. And when I say set your intentions, I simply mean, you know, talking to your crystal. Even I hold my crystals in my hand like pretty much every morning. I look like an absolute nut job to the neighbors, but I stand in my garden and I tell my crystal exactly how I want it to help. I speak to it. I say everything that I want to happen in my life. That's just putting our intentions out there, but it's also infusing that crystal with that positive energy of our manifestations, what we want to achieve. So in this instance with clear quartz, before I put mine in the center of my home, I just said, I would love to have, you know, clean health, positive mental health. I don't want any negativity, no illness, kind of pass all that on, absorb all that illness, get rid of it, obliterate it. I don't need this in my life. And I would just put it out there. And once your intentions are set, I would say to pop your crystal in the center of your home. But what I always say to people is just remember, crystals are kind of like mobile phones. Okay. So if you put a mobile phone in the center of your house and you left it for a month, in 1 month's time, you're not going to be getting texts and calls because your battery will be dead. So I think it's just, you know, setting yourself a reminder every couple of weeks to take that crystal and give it some love, recharge it in the sunlight, recharge it in the moonlight, give it a little cleanse, because like I say, it will be absorbing all the negativity from everyone that comes in your home, whether it's people that live there or even visitors. So if you were just to leave it on the side of the shelf, eventually its battery will become depleted. It will become so full of negative energy, and then you're just letting this little negative energy lump sit there basically. So just remember to cleanse, recharge, set your intentions every couple of weeks. I usually use the cycles of the moon to keep myself like in flow with that as well, just as a gentle reminder, because the full moon is every 4 weeks, and then the new moon in between that is every 4 weeks as well. So kind of like every 2 week period, I will just go around my house with a bit of incense, you know, cleanse all my crystals, get them out there in the full moon, get them out there in that sunlight, just to give them that gentle uplift.
Thank you, Mark. And I think the other thing that I like to use with my intentions, I don't know what it is. I have such a block of like writing my intentions. I'm not a journaler. I'm not somebody that writes things. I much prefer to speak about things. And so what I tend to do is also use like visual affirmations. And it was funny because I was once talking to a client and she asked me how, like, what could she do to reduce anxiety, like in her life? And obviously that comes under the health sort of setting of all three of those things, physical, mental, and self-acceptance as well. And I said, well, just do like a little inventory of what's going on in the centre of your home. What have you got there? Give it a good declutter. And she was like, well, it's really clear. Like, I'm really good with these things. And I said, okay, do you have any photos or anything like that? She was like, yes, I've got a photo of my graduation day. I was like, how did you feel when you were graduating, when you were at university? And she said, I hated every second of it. I was like, we need to move that photo out of the center of your home, like next to it. So what I think my point is next to this crystal, like if you have any photos around it as well, make sure they're ones that lift your spirits, that bring you joy and happiness. And I am giving you permission, when you've got that relative on the photo and you don't actually like that relative, you're just doing it to keep the peace, move it away. Like, especially with the center of your home and it's your health, don't have those photos around there. Make sure that they're all bringing you joy and happiness. And if you're not in the best of health at the minute, for whatever reason it is there something that you would love to do that you can't do now? And use that as a visual affirmation, whether it's getting a job, whether it's going on holiday, whether it's, you know, having the confidence to stand on stage and do something. Like, have that visual affirmation either folded up like underneath the crystal or having a photo around it. Because I just find it's so powerful to be able to feel into that intention, because that then raises your vibrations. I call it a sustainable seven. So you've got like zero being like flatline, no emotion whatsoever, in fact negative emotion, and then 10 being like 10 out of 10 hyper, and you will burn out if you're 10 out of 10. So I'm always talking about hitting the sustainable seven as often as you can. And for me, that's when I see like a holiday brochure, or, you know, talking about like this crystal. In fact, I'm a bit of a 10 out of 10, so after this I probably need to have a little bit of a sit down. But it's surrounding that health area with things that bring you joy and happiness, and I just think that's really important.
Yeah, 100%. And it's funny that you say that about the affirmations as well, because after you mapped my house, I went round to every area of my home and I wrote an affirmation to put underneath a specific crystal for that reason. Wow. And I think in my northwest, which is about helpful people and travel, yeah, I have a tiger's eye. So the tiger's eye is all about focus, determination, willpower and strength. So that's basically affecting the help I receive from others and my capacity for travel. And I think, you know, I want to be, for me, I see it more about work.
Yes.
So it's like, I want that focus, that strength, that determination, that willpower to succeed. Mm. And to do that, I need helpful people around me. So I wrote a little affirmation and I popped it underneath there. And ever since I did that, you know, this collaboration came about. I've worked with Stella McCartney, Chanel, British Vogue, and it's just absolutely crazy to think that, you know, could all of this have come about because I've put that affirmation underneath that crystal for willpower and strength and determination?
I honestly think it does. The amount of amazing messages and stories that I get, and you must get them as well, but I just feel that nobody's ever really had this conversation before. Like feng shui,
yeah,
and crystals, you've got the magic, I've got the magic, but actually when we bring them together, like, we're maximizing the magic of both, yeah, of the worlds. And for me, that is, it's so exciting. But I think what we should also talk about, Mark, is that this hasn't actually been the most smoothest product to launch, has it?
No, it really hasn't. Because I mean, obviously Kimberly lives in the Gold Coast in Australia, and I'm here, mm-hmm, in Newcastle in rainy UK. And basically it's been hard because obviously we've been trying to, you know, have these meetings, but we'll have to have them at 9 o'clock on a morning because,
yeah, otherwise
it's the only time that we can both really do, with the time difference and things. But it's been quite hard. I think initially when we first decided on this collaboration back in October, you know, I got in touch with the Mines and said, you know, I'm going to need 100 of these crystals, and they all need to be a very specific size to fit in this box.
Oh yeah,
they all need to be a very specific weight, just kind of to standardize it a little bit more, but they need to still be natural. I don't want you to polish them up or anything like that too much. I think getting those to me, I ordered them back in December. We had lots of drama over Christmas where they'd been held in customs. They were held in customs for roughly 3 months, and they arrived with us about 2 weeks ago. So that was a massive drama. It was very stressful because obviously we were planning this launch, and this launch had to be, you know, put back ever so slightly and things. But we got there. But I think initially as well, when we first started sourcing the boxes, we got this pink blush box that was really, really lovely. However, we weren't too keen on the ribbon. And then we thought, let's just keep it clean. Let's just keep it clean and simple. So we opted for the white box with the silver foil lettering. Mm-hmm. And then they all came. They sat in a box in my office until last week, when I opened the box and realized that none of them had the adhesive on there to stick the boxes together. So I had to contact the box company. They had to request them back. They've had to send me out fresh ones with the adhesive on there. And it was just one of those things, like, is this the universe testing me to say that everything's going to go wrong here? Or is this just, you know, the universe saying, how hard do you actually want this collaboration? And I've kind of seen it as the latter, because I am focused and determined to make it work no matter what it is. So yeah, we've had a few setbacks, haven't we? And it has been hard to coordinate, but we're here now.
We are. And I think a good sense of humour is key to this whole process. Because I remember sitting down in October and saying, oh, it might be like, can we do it for Christmas? And even in my head then, I was like, well, it's 3 months away. Like, why is it going to take that long? Here we are, April the 19th. And I guess because we did, and I think that's the thing, like, I used to sell crystals when I was back in the UK. And it was so easy because it was just like, I just want, I don't know, a kilo of these little teeny tiny clear quartz. And I think it just goes to show, and this is all on Mart, like, all I've basically come and gone is, the centre of the home needs a crystal. Off you go, Mart. And then, but then Mart's been so determined to find the right size, like, the right quality. This crystal is huge. It almost reminds me of, like, I think, was this like Superman on one of those films where he went, I don't know,
kryptonite.
Do you know what yeah, it's me. Obviously, it's not kryptonite. But do you know what I mean? Like, it's so big. It's not like this little crystal, but it looks beautiful. The box sizes, we've gone, I mean, it looks like our logo. We've literally just gone copy Mart's, copy mine. But that took about 4 weeks to get that right. And then we were like, do we need it black, silver? Oh, what about gold? That's quite literally too many choices. I am not the most decisive person. And obviously not being in the UK has made things very hard. So we have about 2 hours of communication and like hours available in the day between 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. and then like 5 a.m. and 6 a.m. like my time. And we could tell, I could tell this past couple of days that we're sort of coming to this crescendo of the end of this process, because the other morning I woke up, it's like 5:30, and it's like 34 WhatsApp messages. So I was like, oh no, what's happened? Literally, what's happened? And, you know, our PR manager, Lucy, she's done an amazing job as well. Like, literally driving them out to some of the, we've done a bit of an influencer campaign and they've gone out to people's homes there, and it's literally been like a worldwide effort.
Yeah, it has.
And the other thing that did, it did make me laugh, and it shouldn't have made me laugh, but the whole reason why they were stuck in customs is because basically it was like a ton of stuff coming from Colombia, and they, like, no wonder they go, what is this? Like, I think of all the deliveries, we just need to check what's in this one, because it doesn't, something's making me think, oh, there might be just something underlying here.
Yeah, definitely. And I think as well as that, like, big shout out to Lucy, because Lucy is Kimberly's PR manager, and Lucy has coordinated this celebrity influencer kind of drop, and she sent it to the likes of Fern Cotton, Victoria Beckham on her 50th birthday. And, you know, Lucy also had a contact, Elizabeth Kokoza as well. And Elizabeth kindly provided all of these amazing flowers. And you'll see the photograph on the website, on the product listing as well. These flowers were absolutely beautiful. So we got these amazing bags with our logos printed on them. Elizabeth kindly donated all of these beautiful flowers, and they were absolutely stunning. And these went out with our product to, you know, Victoria Beckham, a Spice Girl, has one of our products. Can you believe that? Zigga zigga. But what makes it even more weird as well, and this is kind of, you know, it's kind of funny, but the Tapper family from Gogglebox, the dad from the Tapper family in Gogglebox actually was the one that went on a little courier journey around London to deliver our products to these influencers' homes, which I found really surreal. I didn't even know he was.
It is really surreal. It's really surreal. And also, like, the coincidences of things, like the way it's happened, the fact that, so obviously, I think, like, originally maybe I emailed you or sent you a message on Instagram and I was like, it'd be great to have a chat on the podcast. And then we instantly were like, okay, we need to do something, but we're not quite sure what. Yeah. And then Lucy helped sort of like glue us together a little bit. And like this, you know, she's worked for Vidal Sassoon. She's worked for, you know, Pantene, like some ridiculously huge companies. And, you know, here I am, never launched anything properly, you know, in my life, basically. And the other side of the world. And so she stuck that glue together. And then she's also looking after Elizabeth as well, who has almost made the celebrity campaign a little bit easier, because then we can say, look, we need the home addresses, because if they get sent to your agent, then they're going to die. So they need to come straight to your home. And of course, they were like, oh, yeah, well, if it's flowers, then, you know, that's fine. Oh, just in there is also a massive crystal. And it just but they look so beautiful together. And never would I thought, like, crystals and flowers, like, they look so beautiful. And we're about to post a reel as well, just sort of showing you them together, which obviously you're listening to this like a week later. But I'm sure you'll see things unfold. But yeah, and then the driver that we have just so happens to be from like the Gogglebox. And it's just all the none of it makes sense.
It doesn't.
But it makes beautiful sense.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's been a very surreal journey. And there's just moments, you know, where Lucy has rang and I've just been like, what? Like, she was talking to, I can't remember, it was someone, one of the directors of Vogue, and she was at a dinner with
Jessica, the beauty editor. Yeah,
and she was at a dinner with them, and she was talking away to her, and she was like, oh, I would love to do like a bit of a write-up about this. And we were like, what is going on? It's just
like, how do you come
crazy.
Across those people? It's para feng shui, you see.
I know. Can we quickly go back to talking about the feng shui bag with Kimberly? Just because I'm excited, obviously, because like we said at the start, this is going to be the very first in a collection of 9 individual statement pieces. And they are statement pieces. They aren't just some little tumblestone or anything like that. So I'm going to quickly rhyme off the 9 areas of the Bagua off the top of my head, and you're going to correct me if I'm wrong. So every area of the home can be basically affected by this energy. And we have, you know, things that are pertaining to wealth and prosperity in the southeast. So when we enhance that area, it's going to increase our wealth and abundance. We've got the fame and reputation area, which is the south of the home. So that's all looking at, you know, your social status, your reputation, how you're perceived by other people.
It's also your recognition as well. And I feel that's an important one in there, because sometimes it might not be that you want that outward recognition, like from the outside world, but it might just be you just want a thank you from your family. Yeah. Like, and that comes from that area.
And then we also have a love and marriage side as well, which is the southwest. So that kind of relates to relationships and any emotional connections that we may have. Mm-hmm. Then we've got the family and kind of like family health, I'd want to say, from the east.
It's like family and community. Yeah. So, you know, for me, like moving to Australia, I didn't have the family, but it was the community area that I wanted to boost as well. So if you feel that, you know, you want more friends, or like for your kids, they want to build that friendship group, then that sits in there as well.
Yeah. And then obviously we've got the center of the home, which is what the first statement piece looks at, which is the very center of the home or space, and that impacts your overall health and well-being. Then we've got a children and creativity side, which is the west. And that area kind of governs joy, creativity, and well-being of children, which is something that I'm looking at right now.
And it's like new beginnings as well. Like, so like if you're, it's like fertility in children, but also if you're sort of over that hurdle, it's just that new beginnings. Again, like for us coming over here,
we're starting again.
And then we've got the knowledge and wisdom side, which is the northeast. Mm-hmm. And that relates to personal growth, wisdom, self-cultivation.
I was just going to say on that, because something that I used to miss on this area, and this is great if you've got exams in the house. So if you've got anyone going through exams or degrees or qualifications, that sits there.
Then we've got career and kind of path in life. That's north. Mm-hmm. That influences career success, life path, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then the last area is helpful people and travel, which I spoke about earlier. So that affects the help that you receive from other people, your capacity for travel, that kind of thing.
Yeah. And so the idea is that we are going to be, as Mark said, these statement pieces that you can place. Just one, we want to keep it very simple, one of these crystals that is going to absorb the negative energy, but activate this area as well. And we're going down, I mean, are you ready for the ride, Mark? We're going to have to go down the whole sourcing process again.
I know, it's going to be wild, but this is the thing, I've already placed an order for another 100.
Amazing. Amazing. But yeah, because we want it to be like a continual thing. So this first sort of drop of products is a limited edition because it's so hard to get hold of these crystals. So that's where I can sit back over here in Australia and go, good luck. And then let me know when they arrive. But we're already sourcing these other nine areas, which is so exciting. And what I will say is, look, if you're struggling to find the nine areas of your home as well, I do offer what's called a Map My Home service where I do it for you. And you just submit your floor plans and I basically send it back with these nine areas telling you exactly where they are in your home. Because my aim is to make feng shui less complicated.
Yeah. And I mean, you did make it a lot less complicated for me because obviously when I read my house report, I was thinking, oh, okay, so this is why this is happening. This is, you know, the area I need to concentrate on the most. Some of the remedies, however, Kimberly, are quite odd, aren't they? Because I know you told me that I needed something like 225 kilos of metal in one area of my home and 300 litres of water at the bottom of my garden. Yeah. And I thought, well, I've got a hot tub. Does that count?
So basically, the remedies, so if you... So the next step is like the analysis, and that's where we look at exactly what's happening energetically in your home. And to remedy that, we use the five elements. So water, wood, fire, earth, metal. And the metal actually acts like a giant crystal. It's a super absorber of negative energy. It grounds your home. You know, it's a source from earth, just like crystals, and it's putting it in a very specific area. So if you put it in the wrong area, it absorbs the good energy. We don't want that. So you put it in a specific area and that absorbs the negative energy. But don't get me wrong, some of the stuff that I ask you to put in your home doesn't make sense, but it works. But it's almost like putting a crystal, like I'm putting something from earth in the center of my home and you're going to tell me that I'm going to feel better. Like, it's just like trusting the process and putting it in with intention. And I think we've spent so long creating this and deciding that the clear quartz is that answer of activating the center of your home. And I'm so excited about going through the whole home and just bringing this whole collection together.
Yeah, me too. I just think it's the start of a beautiful collaboration, work and relationship. Yeah. And the thing is, like, we get on so well as well. Like, we both confide in each other and we just get on really, really well, which is weird because we've never actually met.
Do you know what? I had to question myself the other day. I was like, have I actually met Mark?
No.
I don't think I have.
I know you're coming to the UK in June, I believe it is, because you're doing...
Yeah.
What's the...
Well, June is a family holiday.
Oh, okay.
But I'm also working then as well. But then August, I'm on... at Carfest. Yes. So I'm coming back specifically for work then. So hopefully.
Yeah, I was going to say, nice hopefully, to see you, fingers crossed, life permitting, I'm going to make it my best effort to come and meet you because I just need to meet you and Lucy, to be totally honest. I haven't even met Lucy. Have you met Lucy?
I was going to say no, but I have met her. Yes. Yeah, I have met her. Yeah, just a ray of sunshine. And do you know what? Like, I'm probably getting a bit off topic here, but. You know, I just feel so lucky that this is work. Like, this is, you know, it's Friday night here and I'm sat here smiling, doing a podcast, and I couldn't care less what day or time it is. Like, it's just, it's lovely. And to work with people, you choose to get to work with these people. So I'm so grateful, Mark. I'm going to say it here. I'm so grateful and thankful that you came into my life and so grateful to be working with you because you've got a lot going on. And it really means a lot to be in partnership with you. So thank you.
Oh, thank you. I feel exactly the same, Kimberly. Obviously, your expertise in Feng Shui has really helped change, you know, the way I see my home and the way that I don't burn candles in specific areas of the house as well. Yeah. But I just find it so easy to work with you. And I really enjoy chatting to you and learning from you every single day. So thank you so much for this as well.
You're welcome. And thank you everyone for listening to this very different podcast.
If you do want to purchase one of your own crystals from our luxury collection, our limited edition collection even, feel free to head to the website cannycrystals.co.uk, where if you type the words feng shui or health or anything related to this collaboration, you will find our beautiful box crystal, and it will be delivered to your home in its own little presentation case. The presentation box is absolutely stunning. It's just so luxury and it's so gorgeous. And you will get this huge crystal to pop in the center of your home and to re-energize your home around your health and everyone else that lives in there as well.
Exciting. Now, I normally finish by saying so much love, Kimberly and Mart.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.